From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now, here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Nice to see you. We have two amazing guests on the show, both comedians, Josh Gondelman and Katherine Cohen. Yeah. June is also Pride Month, celebrating Pride, yeah? You know, Pride has gotten a lot more corporate in the last decade. I would say, like, if I did not know and I just had to decide what was being celebrated by watching the parade, I would be like, rainbow financial institutions? And it's Father's Day. Father's Day.
I know. Oh. I know. My special day.
I know. But I gotta say, dads get off pretty easy on Father's Day. I mean, really, you pick up the right kid from the playground, and everyone's like, what a great dad. What a great dad. Do you get, like, a big day at home? Big Father's Day?
No. I gotta do the same amount of work I always have to do.
Oh.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. What? Please don't put that on the radio. It's a joke.
What kind of gift do you get?
What kind of gift do I get? You know, the kids, they're a little old for this now, but they used to do the thing where they would be like, ooh, let's make daddy breakfast, you know?
Yeah.
And then
good?
They would bring me breakfast and it would be like, chocolate chip omelet. And like bread that they made. You know?
Bread that they made. Is that Play-Doh?
Yeah, basically. And it was always, and then they would leave the kitchen filthy and I would have to clean it.
Oh, then you have to clean up.
Yeah. Aww. So it's like, thanks very much.
Did you ever get like I remember making in elementary school like ties out of cardboard or maybe some fibers and then painting them and giving to my father.
Every dad wants a cardboard tie, yeah. For sure.
And then being upset, I was like, are you going to wear it to work?
Yeah,
and he was right. Like, no.
My dad, I will tell you this. My dad, when I was a little kid, I must have been, you know, 5 or 6, I gave my dad a desk set that I made out of, like, toilet paper rolls glued to a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
And then painted and covered with glitter. He was a corporate lawyer. He had that on his desk forever. Like when I was 40, I would go in to see him, and he would still have that pencil holder on his desk.
That's adorable.
Yeah. So that just goes to show you what a great pencil holder I made.
Yeah. All right, everybody. We're going to have a great time. Let's play some games. Our first game is about weird names for body parts. Guess what? The technical term for the back of your knee isn't knee pit. I didn't know that. That's why I'm not a doctor. First up, Zach Elwin, who is visiting us from Landenburg, Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Hey. And I hear that you're trying to rent some goats.
We fenced in the yard for our dogs, and we discovered that now we need goats to make the yard habitable for the dogs.
And what's the hourly rate? Do you know?
The one place that I talked to, actually, the charge for a 2-week cleanup crew of 5 goats.
Yeah.
There's an actual rate.
Sure.
Is about $1,500.
Wow. For 2 weeks?
For 2 weeks.
Oh, that's a pretty good wage.
Yeah.
I could eat a bunch of plants for 2 weeks.
I know. For $1,500? Okay, Zach, when you ring in, we will hear this. Your opponent is Lowell Williams. You work in cybersecurity for an international bank, and you used to work in counterterrorism for the FBI. So I imagine you have had quite a lot of clearance in your life as far as your employment is concerned.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Since I was a teenager.
Yeah, have you ever accidentally mentioned a news item to someone assuming that they already knew it?
Absolutely not.
No, because you're good at your job. That was a trick question I was asked to ask you on behalf of the FBI. Lowell, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Zach and Lowell, whoever has more points after 2 games will go on to our final round. This is a guessing game called Get Your Cranium in the Game. Jonathan and I will ask multiple choice questions about obscure terms for body parts. Ring in to answer, and here we go. If your lunula comes out, what happens? A, you lost your baby teeth. B, your fingernail fell off. C, you just became a woman. Lowell.
B, fingernail.
That is correct. Yes. Nice job. It is the crescent white part of at the bottom of your fingernail.
I like a man with a hairy glabella. So which of the... So which of the following is true? A, Eugene Levy's unibrow gets me going. B, Tom Selleck's mustache is my cup of tea. Or C, I can't stop fantasizing about John Hamm's chest hair. Zach.
I'm going to go with A.
A is correct. Glabella is the area between the eyebrows where a unibrow might grow. Mm. P.S. All of those things can be true also.
For you personally.
For me personally.
Yeah.
If someone offers you a condyle sandwich, what should you say? A, no thanks. I want a sandwich in my stomach, not a stomach on my sandwich. B, no thanks. I don't eat eyeballs. Or C, yes, punch me in the mouth. I deserve it. Zach.
I'm going to go with C.
Yes, C is correct. So a condyle is another word for the rounded part of a bone in a joint, like the knuckle.
The knuckle.
Yeah, so a knuckle sandwich, for instance.
That's right. Although, if someone offers you a condyle sandwich, it's a pretty nerdy bully.
Yeah, that's right. You could probably take
it. It would be like, all right, I'll do it. If someone shows you their snuff box, what should you do? A, return their thumbs up. B, report them to HR. C, call an ambulance immediately. Lol.
C.
Call an ambulance immediately?
Yes.
I need to know what's going on in your mind, but we'll get back to that later. I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Zach, can you steal?
I'm going to go with report them to HR.
Oh, interesting. Both incorrect. It's actually return their thumbs up. A snuff box is the triangular depression between your thumb and your wrist when you make a thumbs up, and called a snuff box because it's the space where you could hold a pinch of snuff.
Yeah. That's the place you put your snuff.
That's where you put your snuff. All right, great game. Zach is in the lead.